Welcome to the Extra Edge, a sports analytics podcast powered by Connexon Sports. I'm Dave Grinjinski, and today we're talking with Jonas Boner, or Jonas, if you come across him in Europe. But now, typically on this podcast, you hear us talking to coaches, right? But today, we're going to mix it up because we want to talk a little bit about the technology that's out there that can actually make a coach's life easier. And in this case, basketball coaches. And Jonas is a product expert who has spent the better part of the last year or so working with the latest basketball shot tracking application. It can do things that have never been done before in the sports tech industry. And we're going to get to all that. But first of all, Jonas, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the Extra Edge podcast.
Yeah. Hey, Dev, and hey, audience. Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share some product insights today, even though the podcast is mainly about coaching, right? So, however, as I am talking to coaches almost on a daily basis, I'm in this comfortable seat, learning from multiple coaches, talking to them, and yeah, get an understanding what are their strategies, or even more, what is interesting for them and which problems do they have and which problems I can solve as a product manager.
Yeah, and this is why I wanted to get you onto the podcast. It's because now we've spoken a couple of times, we've done some articles together and things, and I got the chance to actually be in the same room with you in Munich not long ago, and just the insights that you share with me, I think that we need to share with our audience. And, you know, because typically on this podcast, that's what we do. We talk to coaches and, you know, how they're collecting sports data and analytics, and then, you know, how they're using it to get insights, you know, and then what types of actions that they take. And so, first of all, before we get into this new basketball shot tracking app, let's talk about you. How did, what was your kind of your career path? I know you spent some time at Adidas and, you know, you kind of evolved here into the sports data scene. So what, you know, what was it that got you into the sports data industry?
Yeah, that's a good question. So basically it's, yeah, I'm a sports enthusiast. So I was always thinking of, okay, how can I make sports as part of my business and part of my job. So I started, like you said, a couple of years ago working for Adidas during my time in Nuremberg when I lived there. And yeah, after, as life goes, I moved to Munich. I took a new advantage there. And yeah, now I'm at Connexon for more than 4 years already. And yeah, this was something I'm passionate about. That's something I'm really into, and I love to do. Yeah, sitting on this seat, talking to several coaches, getting learning from them, and get the understanding. Okay, what problems do they have, and how can we solve them and help them to be a better coach in the future?
And so, yeah. And I know now that you're doing a lot of work with Bayern Munich, right?
Correct. So this is one customer we're working really close together here in Munich, which is a short walk, honestly, from like 20 minutes from my home to the arena, which is great. So I'm visiting them quite often. And yeah, like I said, it's something you sit down, you talk to them, get an understanding what are the problems, what are the challenges, how they use technology right now, and where are some gaps they want to fill down the road. So yeah, really, really interesting times right now. And this is only one team we're currently working with.
Well, I always think it's interesting when, and you know, we've come across people on the podcast who were, you know, they were like, they're the sports data analyst for the team, or, you know, or they're that sports scientist for the team, where like their interest was, it started like in numbers or something, you know, something else. And then their love of sports, they were able to marry the two. And that's what I love about you. It's like, cause you know so much about these products, but man, you're a sports fan at heart. I mean, is that fair to say?
Yeah, 100%. Like it's all about sports. It's super interesting. All the different sports, talking about basketball, also here in Germany, football or soccer is really popular. So combining all these different sports, what we provided Kinexon as in our portfolio, right? So getting everything together and learn what the benefits or how all the sports benefit from each other in a way. And this is what motivates us at Kinexon to work for such a company and bringing everyone together in here.
Okay, let's talk now about this new basketball shot tracking app that's out there. It's called Compete Vision. But one of the things off the top about Compete Vision, because typically when we're talking about collecting data, we're talking about players having to have a wearable, whether it's in a vest or in the waistband of their shorts and things like that. But Compete Vision, you don't need a wearable. Let's start there. It's essentially a video camera. You record your practice without a wearable, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So basically, Compete Vision works in three layers. So we have, first layer is data sourcing. As you mentioned, we take a video camera, like whether you have a camera installed in your facility, and we can just pull this video in our system, or we provide a mobile camera that can be set up on a tripod next to the court. So for sure, we can cover every environment. So no matter if you have a camera or not, we have a solution for that. And as you said correctly, there's no wearable needed. This means the players just come in on the court, start practicing, and as soon as the video is recording, we got data and can track the players and the shots that happens on the court. So this is the first layer. The second one is data processing. So this new product is stored or run, everything is on AWS, which means there's no on-premise server, there's nothing needed from a hardware perspective instead of the camera if needed, but everything is running in the cloud and super securely, so we align with all AWS standards. And yeah, this is where all the magic happens. So talk about what's going on in the software is basically we identify every player movement, whether it's sprint, it's movement from the right to the left court help, as well as every shot. So what is the unique part of Compete Vision is that we're capable to track multiple shots at the same time on the two main baskets. So no matter there are warm-up shots where three players shooting at the same time on one basket, we got it covered. Or if they're like 5-on-5 or handicap games, we got it covered every movement. And this is done by our algorithms. So to add one more thing on that, this is done after the session. So the statistics are available post-session. This takes a couple of hours until everything is available. But as soon as the video is on AWS in our cloud, we start processing. And then a few hours later, you get the statistics.
So, I mean, even a knucklehead like me could handle this. So you set up your camera at half court so you can get a good, you know, good wide shot of the court. After practice, you stop the recording, take the video, upload it to the app, and then, you know, an hour or two later, you get the video back with all of the information on it that you need, correct?
Correct. Like that's the case if you have a Lapano camera, like the mobile camera we're using. It's seamless if you have like some camera providers that are already installed in the facility, so you don't have to set it up. You just start recording, stop recording, and everything will be seamlessly processed. So you don't have to do anything basically. And afterwards you get the statistics, or before getting the statistics, you have to do a certain assignment to assign the players, and then you get the statistic, and that's all you need. So it's probably 5 to 10 minutes work per session, but afterwards you get a lot of value, a lot of statistics, and that's exactly like the third layer is the data analytics part.
And before we get into the, I'm sorry, you have something else?
No, good.
But well, I was gonna say, before we get into the specific data, I'm curious. I mean, how much do coaches, coaches have enough to worry about, right? I mean, you know, and to have something that is, I mean, like you say, if it takes 5 to 10 minutes, you know, a day, I think that's something most coaches can, you know, can work into their daily practice schedule. Do you feel like this is something that coaches appreciate, the fact that it is so easy to use an app like this?
Definitely it is. And this was basically like a main goal for this product. So with the Compete Vision solution, we our goal is to have an easy to use and simple product that is informative and is not adding more tasks on the table of the coaches. So it makes it more efficient when it comes to several tracking, like tagging tools and so on. So how many hours coaches spend to tag videos. So our solution can help them and support them to be way more efficient when it comes to that, for example. And yeah, like you said, it should be easy to use, or it is easy to use, actually. We got the feedback from plenty of customers out there. They really like it. They use it on a daily basis for individual practice sessions in the morning, as well as team practice sessions in the afternoon. So this already shows the interest in collecting all this information. So yeah, 100% agree on that.
And this is more, when we talk about the type of data that you get from it, this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this isn't so much, you know, accelerations and decelerations, but more of a shot tracking app. And I feel like that's kind of been a trend the last couple of years in basketball, with basketball training, is, you know, these shot tracking apps. This is much more shot tracking app, right, than it is, let's say, a performance type app.
Yeah, agree. So maybe jumping back to your first question, when it comes to starting at Kinexon and what was my professional career. So when I started Kinexon, started working at Kinexon like almost 4 years ago, this was actually my first topic, my first task to work on, defining the next level basketball product. And we had plenty of NBA teams and college teams already in our portfolio. And we were focusing mainly on performance metrics, like the strength and conditioning coaches are using this solution mainly. And we identified back in the days, okay, but there's more that is needed for basketball coaches when it comes to assistant coaches, head coaches, player development coaches, and so on. So the goal of this product is basically to provide a solution that creates benefit for across the whole coaching staff. And that's exactly what you said. Like, we now at Kinexon identify separate basketball in three different buckets. So we have shots, we have performance, and we have tactic. And all of these three buckets by themselves are super important and super meaningful for coaches, like in different groups. Like, performance is more for SNC coaches, shots are player development, assistant coaches, head coaches, and tactics also like for the coaching staff. So what we try to do, and what we already do right now, is we provide pure statistics. This is how I call it. For example, shots, you receive certain metrics, number of shots, field goal percentages, and you name it, as well as basic performance metrics. So distance covered, load metric, number of sprints. And these are the pure metrics that are extremely helpful for the coaches already. But like you said, now we enter a new segment in the coaching staff, always talking to head coaches, assistant coaches about shots, which are more important for them. And that's exactly what we solve with this product. I've always also talked about problems to identify. This was one big problem for coaches. We do not know how many shots we take during a practice session. And now with this product, you get objective numbers, black and white in the application, and you see, okay, how many shots did we take, and even more information on that.
What I think is sweet, you know, when you get the data back, and this is, we'll start spilling into the insights that the data provides coaches. But, you know, I think it doesn't get any simpler than looking at the shot map. Right. And if you have a specific player and you look at them, and like, you see from the left wing, you see a lot of green, but you see a lot of red from the right wing, or maybe you see a lot of red in those mid-range jumpers, things like that, or you see a lot of green, you know, maybe he's your spot up three guy from the corner because you look at both corners and you see a lot of green, you know? And I just think that, you know, one, it tells you strengths and it tells you weaknesses literally in like 2 seconds, in one look.
Yes. Yeah, agree. That's exactly what we want to provide, right? It's make it simple, make it fast, and visualize it in a way every coach understands. So that is not always the easiest part, because talking to many coaches, there are many different strategies, there are many different mindsets, and everyone defines basketball in their personal way. So it's really complicated to find a way that everyone is aligned with. But on the other side, it's something like there are some clear value adds when it comes to like a shot area map, like you said. So that is, for example, something if you collect enough shots over time, like not talking about one session or talking about a couple of weeks or even months, the teams are using it already. And then you verify how a player is performing or the team is performing in different shot areas, whether they have a red area, like when it's less than 35% of makes, or green ones, you can really dig into this information and say, okay, hey, in the last 2 or 3 months, we really shot quite bad from top of the key. So we have to adjust, customize the drills in a certain way to get improved this performance, because 20% or 30% of our games we play is something someone has to shoot from this position. And this doesn't make sense if you now verify it. So exactly that's the case when it comes to getting interesting for the coaches, get an easy understanding and visualize it in a way everyone understands it. And to add one more thing on that, it's also like from a coach's perspective, I don't know how many coaches told me that was actually, if I talk to a player and tell him, hey, you do not perform from the right wing, he tells me something else, because he has his own mindset and says, yeah, I'm performing quite well from there, but thanks for telling me. And it's getting in a discussion, because there are two different personalities talking to each other and discussing with each other. So having now this information, black and white on the report, tell the player, hey, look here, you took 350 shots from the right wing and your free throw percentage is 35%. That's not what you expect, right? And that's not what I expect as a coach. So now there are no excuses anymore, and it makes it way more efficient talking to players and showing them, hey, there are some strengths, also positive way. Hey, you perform pretty well from top of the key, but there are one, two areas you have to work on, motivates them to push themselves and make them better in this segment.
Oh, and it's sweet, because it tells you everything you need to know from the paint all the way out to the arc and everywhere in between. I mean, there's no escaping. The players can't escape. You know, if there's something that they need to work on, it's going to show up. One of the things that, this is the big reason, you know, I wanted to have you on here, and I mentioned it off the top. This thing does something that we have never seen before in the sports tech industry, and basketball coaches have never been able to take advantage of until now. And it's the shot load metric that was basically invented, right, by this app and the software. Talk a little bit now about shot load, what it is, and why coaches need to care about it.
Yeah, of course. Happy to do that. So basically, the shot load, like you said, is a unique metric. It's an innovative one that came out of talking to several coaches and identifying which problems they have. Like I said, as a product manager, you always think about problem statements. What are the problems of the coaches? What are the problems of this, like assistant coaches, strength and conditioning coaches, and so on? And this was one reason why we decided to have these three buckets. And by painting them on a piece of paper, and you have these like on circles, and there is probably like you take them close enough that there are some overlaps. And exactly that is the interesting part where we want to dig into with Compete Vision Solution, is not just providing pure statistics we talked about the last minutes. It's also about fusioning these statistics, like shot statistics with performance statistics, or in the future, performance statistics with tactics or tactics with shots, or all three of them. So this will be the holy grail, adding more and more context to every action that happens on the court. And this is like main vision, like empower basketball coaches with contextualized insights. And the shot load is the starting point of that. So what we did is we fusioned a shot event, like make or miss, with performance metric. Therefore, we took the load metric, which is like something, how intense the period was, and based on that, we take the 10-second time window prior to the shot event. And within this 10-second time window, we calculate how loaded the player was. For example, like a practical example on that is, if you take a free throw, you stay there for a couple of seconds, triple ball a bit, take a deep breath, and you shoot. So like 10 seconds before the shot, there's not that much movement, right? So this shot will end up in a low-loaded shot at the end of the day. On the opposite, if you do a defensive rebound, you run in the offense, take a layup, and this in a high intensity or a high load, then you will end up in a high-loaded shot. And that's basically the shot load. So we have three categories. You have low, medium, and high-loaded shots. And this adds basically a fourth layer to the shot event. Like for now, everyone in the basketball sphere knows a shot map. You have makes, misses, you have the who took the shot, and we have the shot location. And now we have the fourth layer with, like, it's the size of the hexagon in the application, basically, is whether it was a high-loaded, a medium, or a low-loaded shot. And that's exactly the shot load explained in a nutshell.
So basically, you're running practice, right? And you know you want to get your practice to a certain intensity, because that's one of the big things. You know, it's always about trying to replicate, making practice feel as much like a game as possible. Because you know it's not like, I always hear the example, like, you're gonna sprint a mile, or you know what I mean? It's like if you're going to sprint a mile, well, you have to sprint some miles before you sprint your mile, you know. And it's about, you know, practicing like you play, right? It's okay. So you've got that all set up. You're running at a high intensity, but now you can see, okay, who can I count on in the last 2-3 minutes of a tight game, right? You know, when they've been out on the floor for 22, 23 minutes. You know, this is providing that insight for coaches. They can look and say, hey, you know what? I know Noah can hit that shot for me in the fourth quarter, because when you look at his data in practice, at the end of the most intense practices we run, look at him. He's 10 for 12, or he's 15 for 20, whatever, you know, whatever it is. But this is what shot load can tell you, right?
Yes. Like, honestly speaking, you can't really mimic 100% the game shot, right? That's something we have to be fair enough saying. There are so many different factors, like spectators, pressure, and so on and so forth. But it's something we can mimic game-like shots and add one more information to the coaches and to the players, or provide it to them by saying, okay, we take the load, what happens before that shot. And this exactly helps the coaches already tremendously get an understanding what you just mentioned, Dave, is, okay, how does a player perform in a high-loaded shot? So basically, he's our best three-point shooter during practice. He takes everything, like, 70%, awesome stats. But if you just filter the high-loaded shots, he's probably like at 27%, because he can't handle this load when it comes to the shot moment. And that's exactly what we can now visualize with this metric. So like I said, you have the shot map filter, or shot map, you can filter by high-loaded shots, and you get an understanding where the strength and the weaknesses in area segments, or like where are all the makes happening, where are all the misses happening. And this is exactly the objectivity that coaches and players want to have, to get a better understanding. Okay, is that the right way? Is this there's no other right player for taking the three-point shot at the end of the game. For sure, we never know, because this is just one indicator, but it's an indicator that is more valuable, way more valuable having it than not having it.
Well, and I think you could probably go oppo on your example as well, where if you know you have this guy who can hit 70%, you know, from three when he's rested, and you have him on the bench and you want to go offense for defense, right, at the end of a game, you could feel pretty confident putting him in there or her when they're rested. And you know that, you know, that you want to maybe set something up. And, you know, so like we mentioned before, maybe they're that spot up 3-point shooter from the corner who's just deadly and never misses. You get them in the game, you know, and at the right time when they're rested, you bring them off the bench and boom, they hit the shot for you that you need. So I could feel it. Did you see it that going that way too?
Yeah, kind of. Like it's always the strategy and the mindset of the coach, doing that or not doing that. But we see coaches that are already taking advantage of that and saying, okay, we identified that one player is shooting from the top of the key the same percentage than if he takes a rim shot. So why he's going to take a rim shot? It's a 2-point shot instead of a 3-point shot, same percentage. So in the high loaded category. So, okay, we treat this player to take free throws before taking a rim shot. And that's exactly like the outcome that coaches are starting working with and changing their mindset in a way. For sure, it's not, they get the statistic and say, oh, that's exactly what I wanted to have. It's more like creating their own use cases in a way. There are some standard use cases for sure, like just getting raw, pure statistics and numbers on, okay, how many shots did we take? How was the field goal percentage? And where are the strengths and weaknesses of the athletes and the team overall? So these are basic stats everyone is using and likes and sees a lot of value. But now they start working on the next step and the next big thing to understand, like I said, why he's taking rim shots and where do we have to push him to take the shots from the right wing instead of the left wing and so on, because he's performing way better from this side than from the other side. For sure, that's something coaches know in many cases, but not, or in most cases, but not in all cases. And that's exactly what comes in. It's not about telling coaches, hey, this is something you have to do. It's more about back up the subjective impressions of the coaches with objective data. So that's something specifically in practice, it's quite difficult to remember every shot that happens. Specifically, if you practice on two baskets, you don't see every shot. And now, a couple of hours after the session, you get every shot on the paper and you can analyze it and you get way more information that you as a coach can get when it comes to shot load, for example, because it's quite hard to distinguish as a human being saying that was a high loaded or that was a low loaded shot. And that's exactly what we want to achieve with this product, supporting coaches in their daily business. And I always have this practical example saying we provide with Compete Vision a nice and cool basketball computer. And every coach has his own computer, his brain. And what we do now is fusioning or feeding the human computer with like the actual computer. And this is exactly what we want to achieve, to support the coaches in a way, okay, back up their impressions, bring in some new insights they can work with. And at the end of the day, hopefully win more games. So that's why we do everything based on that, right? Winning games.
It's the assistant coach that doesn't talk back, but it actually does talk back because it's providing you, you know, all of this, you know, this information. It's a tool, you know, it's not going to replace you. It's there to help you. And I'm just curious, and you don't have to name any names, but, you know, have you had any coaches, and this could be a yes, no, and it might be the only time I'll let you say yes or no, but have you had any coaches come up to you in this time and say, man, it really, you know, it was because of the data we had from, you know, our practice videos that this worked for us in the game. I mean, have you seen shot load make that difference yet?
We had one example. It was just last week. Funny you're asking now. So we had this situation that one team was struggling with their field goal percentage during games. And it's a big organization, let's say it like that. So I don't want to share more than that.
But that's it. You don't have to name names. I never put that kind of pressure on people.
It's a big organization, and they struggled with the field goal percentage. So the head coach talked to the assistant coach. So the assistant coach is leading the complete vision product and preparing everything. And he asked him to create a report for the last 3 weeks, because this was the time range when they started struggling from the coach's perspective. And he created a report based on these 3 weeks to get an understanding how was the field goal percentage during practice. So they started creating this report, which takes 30 seconds, and then they compared it with the game stats. So currently, you're not capable to get the game stats from Compete Vision. You can't set up, in most environments, you can't set up a camera next to the court. So this is getting a bit difficult, but they started comparing this. And based on that, they decided to change the structure of practice. So what they did the warm-up, and they're starting taking a lot of shots, because they identified we do not take the same amount of shots we want to have or compared to like 1-2 months ago. So they started with specific drills, doing shots in different load levels, and then, yeah, just increasing the number of total shots taken. And after 2 or 3 weeks, so last week I spoke the last time with the coach, he said, yeah, the field goal percentage increased. So now they won again a couple of games in a row, and they still stick with this structure. Honestly speaking, there are way more factors than this one, but, right. But I have to be. It would be great to be like that, but
right.
For sure we're all aware of that. This is there are more factors than just the compete and the warm up or the drills, but this was something they decided based on the objective data. And then they saw, okay, we increased the total number of shots we've taken over a week, and now they win more games, so they make more shots during the game. But yeah, this is always kind of a philosophy, but this is a great example of how coaches are using it for.
And you know, and it also speaks to data. You have some insight. You look at it and you say, boy, our free throw percentage stinks. And then you take action. So at practice, you add some drills, or you know, you do what it is. And you know, now that we're on the topic of action, do you have any recommendations for a coach, or have you seen coaches do just like this? Like, that's a great example. You know, adding different drills and things like, and again, you know, like you mentioned, this is for practice because you're not allowed to, you know, to set up cameras, you know, during the game, but. You know, that's what this can do for you, right? You know, now you get to the action part and you say, okay, maybe we do need to figure out. So now you're looking up free throw drills, right? Or you're, you know, maybe it's the 3-point shooting. Now you're looking up 3-point shooting drills, you know, and then the beauty of it is you're going to have the data on that too, you know, and you'll know whether or not after a week or two that's working. Is that what we're getting at here? And have you seen some of that already? Or can you provide me, maybe there's another example that you have of a coach adding drills, or whether it's in the weight room, on the court, whatever, because of the data he found through his practice video.
Yeah, question, how many time do we have left?
Okay, let's try to get, yeah, just, okay, that's great to hear. That's a great answer. But, you know, give me your favorite. How about your favorite example?
Yeah, so I can talk about this for hours, probably, from all the different coaches I have. And this is actually quite hard sometimes, because you always get biased talking to the coaches, like, okay, he's doing like that. That's the best way to do it. Tomorrow I'm talking to another coach and he's like doing it in a different manner. So the most challenging part for me is to break it down to like standard use cases. And right now I would separate it in three different layers. The first one is coaches that use it mainly for shot statistics. Like they're really, like I said, basic statistics. They're just happy to have these pure numbers in total number of shots per session, field goal percentages, shot locations, shot area map, or shot percentages divided in 3-point mid-range in the paint shots, and get the percentages out of that to just use it in a simple way. So that's one use case. And challenging them or reviewing it after a week or every day and say, okay, did we achieve the goal we set? This was a practice session that was focusing more on intensity and less shots. Was it in the right way? Or was it not enough shots, so we have to do it and some drills tomorrow in the practice? So that is one use case. The second one is focusing mainly on performance side. And like I said, it depends who is using it currently within the organization. So if as a C coach is using it, they're focused more on performance stats, which is like, okay, what is the distance covered over time, or for a specific session, or the load metric or number of sprints. This is super important, specifically like for the big guys, how many sprints did they take during a practice? So health monitoring, performance improvement, to have some, to mention some buzzwords here, but actually this is how it works. Like they have to take care of the player's health. And with this basic statistics and insights, every team can start working on that, even though they probably do not have a sports scientist, because like I know distance covered and I can compare it without a degree in sports science, understanding, okay, this is a certain distance, and compare it over time, this was probably too much or this was not enough. So it's really, like I said, simple and everyone understands it. And the third one is mixing these information, like and really start working on the details within this product, saying, okay, we have the pure statistics, but also, like I said, the shot load, starting implementing this in their daily routines, evaluating it, okay, what happened with the team. And we didn't mention it so far, but the reports can be created on a team base, can be created on group base, like the starting five or just the big guys, or on an individual player level. And this gives you the flexibility to really analyze if you want to do like a player report for one day or like a whole week or a whole season. That's something you can do with a couple of clicks. And this helps coaches, yeah, to dig deeper and understand why something happened. Yeah, it's not always about providing the solution for that. It's more about showing the challenges they have or the problems they have, and then visualizing to the coaches, and they as best like coach as can now decide what is the right strategy to make this problem or fix this problem and make it to an advantage in the future. And that's exactly what it is about. So like plenty of examples. And another one is, for example, like we had this conversation with a team where one coach, assistant coach, was complaining that one player did not take enough shots last week. And the other coach, who was responsible for the complete vision solution, thought about, I do not agree with this statement. So he checked the Compete Vision platform. He created a report for this particular player and shared it with the coach, said, okay, this player was actually had the fourth most shots within the last week, but you were not on court when he took the shots. So that's exactly bringing in the objectivity. Like if the coach is currently taking care of an injured player, a sign of the court, and one player is performing pretty well, he doesn't see it. But we don't miss any shot that happens. And now you get...
Sorry, Charlie. Right. Yeah, but you know that's great. So then what ended up happening?
Yeah, he... didn't say anything about the player anymore.
He knew. I could say, I can't get out of this.
The discussion was done. And similar in a way to like coaches using these reports for one-on-one talks with the players. Like if a player is complaining about why I do not get the time on court during games, yeah, probably you do not take as many shots as some other players are doing. So you're not that pushing yourself, or you're not performing that well, and so on and so forth. So now you have like really like a fundamental discussion point with the players, and they're not, yeah, there's no time or room space for excuses anymore, or not that much as it is probably today.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. So Jonas, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, you know, maybe they hear this or they find you on LinkedIn or something, what's the easiest way for them to get in contact if they have questions?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is just contact me via LinkedIn. So Jonas Bohner, and then, yeah, I'm happy to share more insights, share more, yeah, use cases, how it is being used, or how what are the technological parts. So yeah, whenever you have questions, feel free to reach out, and happy to discuss and learn from more coaches. This is like the most refreshing part, talking to several coaches and get their insights.
Well, this was refreshing for me and then our Extra Edge audience to have you providing the insights that you're getting from coaches today on the podcast. Thank you so much, Jonas, for jumping on with us today.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, it was a pleasure. Really happy to be part of this podcast. And yeah, looking forward for more.
Okay, and remember, if you know a great coach who's doing great things, winning games and doing it with sports data and analytics, we would love to hear about them. We may even ask them to be a future guest on this podcast. You can reach out to us on Twitter and Instagram at Connexon Sports, or look for us as well on LinkedIn at Connexon Sports and Media. Remember, we want you to innovate the game by collecting the data, getting those insights, and then turning those insights into action. We'll see you next time.